Welcome to Season 6, Episode 3 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the people who intended to make Jesus king. As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about this topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. Many religious people today are looking forward to the time when Christ returns and establishes his kingdom here on the earth. The alleged reason why Jesus did not do this when he came the first time was because the people rejected him and would not make him their king. Therefore, since Jesus was rejected by his people, he ascended back to heaven, the church was established instead, and believers are now looking forward to the coming kingdom. This is all part of the theory of premillennialism. And this is the idea that Jesus is going to return to the earth, he's going to establish his kingdom on the earth, he's going to sit on his throne and reign for 1,000 years. But the problem with this theory is that it is not taught in the Bible. The idea that Jesus could not set up his kingdom on the earth because the people rejected him is not in the Scriptures. And in fact, the verse I want us to notice from the Gospel of John shows that when Jesus was here on the earth, if he intended to set up a kingdom here, he had a following and he could have done it. John chapter 6 and verse 15, it says, "So Jesus, perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by force and make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone." This verse comes after Jesus fed 5,000 people, and the people saw what he was able to do, and at this time, the people were willing to come and take him by force and make him their king. These people were willing to risk their lives in a rebellion against the Roman Empire with the goal of establishing Jesus as their king. They weren't rejecting Jesus here. They weren't refusing to follow him. They were willing to go and fight for Jesus against the most powerful army in the world. They were willing at this time to take up arms and fight against the Roman Empire so that Jesus could be their king. But Jesus, seeing that this is what they were going to do, it says he withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone. This was not part of God's plan. He didn't come here to establish a physical kingdom and overthrow the Romans. That was not his mission in coming to earth. If that was his mission, if he came to earth to establish a physical kingdom on the earth to overthrow the Romans, well, he had an army of 5,000 people who were already prepared to fight for him. And if that was his intention, he could have started here, and this would have only been the beginning. He could have found more people who were willing to join and enlist in this army to fight for him and to overthrow the Romans. But as he would tell Pilate later when he was on trial, that his kingdom was not of this world, John 18:36. This wasn't his intention. This wasn't what he came to do. But those people who will say that, well, Jesus came to earth to establish a kingdom, but he couldn't because he was rejected, they need to go back and look at John 6 and verse 15. Jesus had 5,000 people who were ready to fight and die for him to overthrow the Romans and establish Jesus as their king. They were ready to do that on that occasion. Jesus in Matthew chapter 16 described the church and the kingdom as being the same. In Matthew 16 verses 18 and 19, it says, "I also say to you," Jesus is talking here, "I also say to you that you were Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven." Jesus, as he's talking to Peter here, he's saying, "I'm going to build my church, and it's going to be built upon the rock." The rock that the church is built upon is the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what Peter confessed. And Jesus told him that what you said, that fact that you affirmed, that fact is the basis, is the foundation for the church. And then he turns right around and saying, after telling Peter, "I will build my church," He says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. He didn't change subjects here. He's talking about the same institution. He's talking about the same body. The church and the kingdom are the same. Jesus did not establish the church because he failed to establish his kingdom. He established his church, which was and is his kingdom. And there's different passages we can go to show that Jesus' kingdom was established in the first century. In Daniel 2 and verse 44, as Daniel is interpreting Nebuchadnezzar's dream about the figure, the statue that had the head of gold and the chest of silver and different types of materials made in this statue, he says, in the days of those kings, as Daniel was explaining this, he's talking about different world empires. He says, in the days of those kings, the fourth kingdom, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, and that kingdom will not be left for another people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, but it will itself endure forever. Nebuchadnezzar, as the king of Babylon, he was that first kingdom in that vision, in that dream. Then the second kingdom would be the Medes and the Persians. The third one would be the Greeks. And the fourth kingdom was the Roman Empire. Daniel prophesied that it would be in the days of the Roman Empire, in the days of those kings, that the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed. In Mark 9 and verse 1, Jesus said to his disciples, truly I say to you that there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power. So the Romans were in power there in the first century, and Jesus is narrowing this down even further. Not only is it in the days of the Roman kings, but also it is in the lifetime of the disciples, at least many of the disciples, who were there on that occasion. Some who are standing here will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power. There isn't anyone alive today who was alive there in the first century when Jesus said this. There are no 2,000-year-old people who are still waiting for the Lord to come and set up his kingdom. Jesus said, this is going to happen in the lifetime of those who are here listening to this. In Colossians 1 and verse 13, Paul, as he writes to those brethren, he says, for he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Those brethren there in Colossae had already been transferred to the kingdom, which means the kingdom was already in existence. They weren't waiting for it. We're not still waiting for it. The kingdom was in existence. Jesus established his kingdom at the same time that he established his church, which happened on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Jesus told his apostles that they would see the kingdom of God after it has come with power. They would receive power when the Holy Spirit came upon them in Acts 1 and verse 8. That happened at the beginning of Acts chapter 2. The gospel was preached. People were converted to it. God was adding to the church in Acts 2:47 those who were being saved. The kingdom was established there in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. We don't need to be looking for a future kingdom. We need to be serving the Lord in his kingdom today. And so for those who will say that, you know, we have the church today, but Jesus is going to come again and establish his kingdom, and he had to do that because the people rejected him the first time. Remember John 6:15. Jesus perceived that they were intending to come and take him by force and make him king. It wasn't his plan to do that. It wasn't his plan to overthrow the Romans and establish a kingdom there, a physical kingdom there in Jerusalem. It was his plan, and it was his intention to establish the church, to establish his kingdom that was not of this world. That was done on the day of Pentecost, and we can be part of that kingdom and serve the Lord in that kingdom today. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we'll be talking about the words of eternal life. Until then, I hope you have a great week.